This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Air Dynasty helicopter crash in Nuwakot kills 5 people, including 4 Chinese nationals. Government forms 3-member inquiry commission to investigate the crash. Political task force hands over report of understanding reached for finalizing transitional justice to top leaders of major 3 political parties. Nepal expresses sorrow and concern over deaths and unrest in Bangladesh. And Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus to lead interim government of Bangladesh. Now the news in detail. 5 people died when a helicopter belonging to the Air Dynasty crashed in Sivapuri area of Nuwakot district yesterday afternoon. It is reported that 5 people, including 4 Chinese nationals and the pilot Arun Malla, died on the spot. Balkrishna Pandit, Air Dynasty's manager, said 5 people, including pilot Malla, were on board the helicopter that met with the accident. Superintendent of Police Santiraj Koirala of the District Police Office, Nuwakot, said the helicopter met with an accident at Surechaur area of Sivapuri Forest. The helicopter with the call sign 9NAJD had flown from Nalinchok of Bhaktapur district for Sapru Basin Raswa district at 1:54 p.m. yesterday. Ganendra Bhul, information officer at the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, informed that the helicopter went out of contact 3 minutes after takeoff. Armed police force said it mobilized a team for search and rescue operation at the accident site as soon as they were notified about the helicopter crash. President Ramchandra Paudil and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli have expressed sorrow over the crashing of a helicopter belonging to Air Dynasty in Nuwakot. They said news of another air crash 14 days after the crash of Saurya Airlines plane was a matter of grief and concern. Meanwhile, the government has formed a 3-member probe commission to investigate the Air Dynasty helicopter crash. After an emergency meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithibi Subbagurung, said the meeting formed a 3-member inquiry commission under the coordination of Nepali Army senior pilot Subhas Thapa. Aeronautical Engineer Bisnu Basnet and Senior Divisional Aeronautical Engineer Tanuja Pokhrel are the 2 members of the 3-member inquiry commission. The commission has a mandate to submit the report within 30 days. Minister Gurung, also the government spokesperson, expressed condolence towards the government of China and the Chinese people as 4 passengers who died in the crash were from China. A report of the understanding reached at the task force level for finalizing the transitional justice has been handed over to the top leaders of the 3 major political parties, including Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The political task force submitted the report to Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chair Oli, Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewa, and CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda amid a program at the office of the Prime Minister at Singhadarbar yesterday. The task force had on the 1st of August forged an agreement on major issues including interpretation of the conflict era incidents and relief, compensation, reparation and justice to the victims who had remained contentious for long. Receiving the report, Prime Minister Oli viewed the agreement on the bill regarding the transitional justice as a milestone for Nepal's peace process. He expressed his commitment that the transitional justice-related bill would unanimously be endorsed by the ongoing session of the parliament. According to the Prime Minister, the agreement considers the verdicts from the respected Supreme Court, international norms and values, and the survivors' friendly approach. Similarly, Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewa lauded the task force had set a unique example to the world that Nepalese would resolve their disputes on their own. Similarly, CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda called the task force report as a good work post the formation of the new government. The report is the gist of several discussions held by the task force on the major concerns and agendas of the bill related to transitional justice. The bill is under consideration in the Parliamentary Committee for Law, Justice and Human Rights. The government of Nepal has said it is closely monitoring the political developments in Bangladesh, expressing deep concern over the recent loss of lives and property during ongoing protest. In a statement via the Ministry of Foreign Affairs yesterday, the government of Nepal extended condolences to the families of those who lost their lives and wished a speedy recovery to the injured. The statement called for calm and restraint from all political parties involved and emphasized the importance of a return to the democratic process. The statement said Nepal remained confident that the people of Bangladesh would achieve a smooth transition towards peace and stability. The ambassador of the European Union delegation to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in Singhadarbar yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli appreciated the European Union's cooperation to Nepal in its economic and social development. Prime Minister Oli informed Ambassador Lorenzo that the topics related to transitional justice and the remaining works of peace process would be finalized on the basis of political agreement. Prime Minister Oli said the support of development partners was anticipated as Nepal prepares to graduate to the developing country status by 2026 and to a middle-income country by 2030. Ambassador Lorenzo wished that Nepal's priorities and objectives reach to a success. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus has been named the Bangladesh's interim leader. According to the BBC, the 84-year-old Yunus was appointed a day after Sheikh Hasina fled the country following weeks of deadly protests that brought her resignation. Students who led the mass protest that unseated Hasina refused to accept a military-led government and pushed for Professor Yunus to lead the interim administration. The decision to name Professor Yunus as chief advisor of the interim government followed a meeting between President Mohammad Sahabuddin, military leaders and student leaders. The spokesperson of Professor Yunus said he was returning to Dhaka from Paris where he is undergoing a minor medical procedure. While Professor Yunus, who is a long-time political foe of Bangladesh's ousted Prime Minister Hussein, has been lauded. More than 400 people are reported to have been died in clashes between government forces and protesters, mostly civilians, shot by police in the country. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudar Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Air Dynasty helicopter crash in Nuwakot kills 5 people, including 4 Chinese nationals. Government forms 3-member inquiry commission to investigate the crash. Political task force hands over report of understanding reached for finalizing transitional justice to top leaders of major 3 political parties. Nepal expresses sorrow and concern over the deaths and unrest in Bangladesh. And Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus to lead interim government of Bangladesh. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.